Welcome to the Nerdiverse podcast, episode 11.
Woo! 1-1.
Yes, we've made it past the 10 mark.
Now we have.
We are on our 11th week. We've took off a couple weeks.
Sorry,
I lied. 11th podcast, still going somewhat strong.
We're going.
We've got our Starbucks tonight.
Some of us.
Another late podcast, so it may get a little loopy again.
Not a problem.
It's enjoyable. I agree.
Sorry if you tried to listen to last week's episode, I apologize. It's a week behind. I actually forgot to post it up, and it got up on the air just about 2 hours ago.
So slacker.
Well, that would be completely my fault. So I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, I used to write the little blurbs for it, but.
Yeah, they've kind of put everything on me. I get the news together. I write the podcast thing. I edit the show.
Mm-hmm. We see potential in you.
I open the studio up. I feel like I'm being used.
A little bit.
We want to let you fly.
Yeah.
We see potential in you, so we want to let you just take the ball and run with it.
I guess.
You know, we know like you, how you like balls.
What?
I never used
to get picked. I was the fat kid.
Oh, no.
Oh, you were the fat kid and I was the skinny kid. I never got picked either. Oh,
okay, yeah.
I was the talented kid, so I got picked.
Danny was the talented one. That
I always got picked for kickball because the big kid can kick the ball. So, but, yeah.
Definitely not in dodgeball, though.
No. I was the easy target. Actually, unless they wanted to use me as a human shield, but that's beside the point.
Meat shield. So, Myers, how was your week?
I was good. It was good. Did a lot of television watching and movie watching. And
what movies did you watch?
I think I only watched one movie.
You lied.
And that was based on the movie that we're going to be watching. I did it for homework, actually.
Captain America. So good.
Came out 2 days ago. Had to make sure I watched it last night.
I think we watched it 3 times in the shop.
Did you really?
Back to back. Yeah. Justin got no work done.
So. Well, let's not talk too much about it.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, no. We're going to talk the crap out of it during the segment.
No, we're not.
You're just going to have to take your headphones off and go sit in the bathroom.
That's next week.
No, it's this week.
Captain America.
Yes, sir.
We'll
I'm going home.
We'll
he dies.
Screw you guys.
We'll discuss it without too much spoiler because, you know, not everybody's seen it yet.
It gave me the chills. The ending gives me the chills. So good.
Yeah.
It's quite epic. I love it.
I mean, it's got to be. I mean, well, you don't read comics, though, so you really wouldn't. Like, I knew it was coming.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't know anything that's coming at all.
Except, I'll be honest. Without saying, how can I say this? I was expecting the other Captain America.
Really?
Yeah. When in the ending,
right?
My assumption was that was the clone.
Okay.
That they have in the comic book. I can't remember what his name is. Not Steve Rogers. What do they call him? He's
I don't know. Bucky.
No, not Bucky.
His clone?
Where they the other guy they trained up as Captain America, and he was exactly like Captain America, except now he's a little twisted. He thinks he's better than Captain America.
I'm confused now.
Oh, what is his name?
I'm sorry.
He dresses like Captain America as well.
I own a comic shop. Captain Britain?
No.
Confused.
Yeah.
You lost me.
Anyhow.
I apologize to my comic listeners.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I read it, so.
One person in our chat room dug it.
Yeah,
G-Unit dug it. It's a great movie. I will second to Dark Knight as best comic book movie. It's the best Marvel movie, I think.
I don't know. I mean, Spider-Man 3 was pretty good.
Daredevil.
Emo Peter Parker was pretty amazing.
Oh, you went there.
We'll talk about, hopefully next week, we'll talk about Captain America if someone gets on the ball.
I'll get on the ball. You really don't want me to share with everyone why I didn't watch it. Because both of you guys said that you would get a digital copy. You both had a digital copy. Let me get it to you. And then nothing. And then we get in here today, and it's like, why didn't you watch it?
Well, you could have gone out and bought it.
I could have, but I was busy. I was partying this weekend.
You could have been an American.
Boo. I was partying with you for one of those evenings. And
I know.
Oh, sort of.
Kind of. I was at a different table.
For about 5 minutes, we partied together.
Yeah. Cody, how was your week?
My week was great. I had some time off work. Celebrated my wife's 30th birthday.
Damn, she's old.
Yeah, she's getting old. So we partied. We went to St. Pete Beach for one night and then went to Roy's for dinner, which was incredible. We had never been there before.
Amazing.
It was so good. So it was good.
It's
Nice time off. How was your week, Danny?
My week was busy. Busy, busy, busy. The comic shop is doing great. Meeting a lot of awesome people. The cool thing is we're meeting a lot of good local artists.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready for I'm trying to plan a good local artist art show. Probably going to be in January. I know it's a ways out, but I want to give people some time to do some art. So we had a guy come in. He brought like this mosaic Spider-Man piece he did. We have it hanging up in there right now. It's pretty awesome. So it'll probably be like a superhero show, probably for our first kickoff one.
Nice. It'll be at the shop?
Yeah. We'll do it at the shop.
Very nice.
I'm going to aim for January just so we can get out of the holidays and give just enough time for people. Oh, no. Sorry. I looked in the chat room and someone asked if they can do an MS Paint piece.
That is a way. I mean, I've actually seen...
I know some
a while
people
ago who's
paint.
Like amazing yeah. at paint.
So people do you screen that when people bring in artwork, or is it just open to where
I will invite people? Okay. So I'll have already seen their art.
Like invite only.
Yeah. It's not gotcha. Like just come hang up your
yeah.
finger paints. We want people to actually who are in the art game to come in and promote them, because we're all starving artists at some point.
You should find some local artists who do street art.
Oh, yeah, I know like 3 or 4.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They do good stuff?
Oh, yeah, very good stuff.
That's cool.
I'm pretty stoked about it. I need to call them at some point, but yeah, it'll be a fun art show. And then our grand opening is Saturday. Hope everybody's dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
Sean.
He's just
yapping. Don't mind the chat.
No,
right
you
now.
Asked, I'm sorry. I'm looking up, I'm trying to find this information here about... I can't remember his name, and it's really bothering me.
It's not riveting.
I know. Okay, so where are we going?
Just ask me. Maybe I know the answer. Oh, you're dumbass.
The same comic guy.
He kidnapped Bucky at some point and wanted Bucky to be his sidekick, but Bucky refused because he's not the real Captain America.
I don't know.
All right, whatever.
I don't know.
I'll give up on this.
Here, I'll make one text, then I'll have the answer for you. Let's move on.
Okay. Moving on to news, is that where we're going?
I am done talking about my week. Let's head into the news.
Speaking of comic books.
There you go.
There is a comic coming out. It's called The Avenging Spider-Man. And Marvel has agreed, they've said that they're going to include a digital copy with the regular print copy. Right now, if you want to buy a digital copy of a Marvel comic, you have to go out and spend... basically the cover price for a digital comic. And to me, that's frustrating, you know, because if I'm going to spend $2.99 for a digital comic, I'd rather go out and buy the physical comic and read it that way. I can see 99 cents, maybe a dollar less for the digital copy. But with this comic that they're coming out with, Avenging Spider-Man, they're actually going to give a digital code to go along with your regular physical purchase. So I really... I'm appreciative of that, and because there's been such an outpour from the community for this comic and for this style of everything, they actually said they're going to extend it beyond the first issue, because this was only for the first issue. So
it's a good test run.
Yeah, it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like, like the movie industry. They want you to buy their DVD, and then you go onto iTunes, and they want you to buy it there on iTunes so you can watch it on your TV and, you know, through the digital means, and then... you know, Blu-ray comes out, they want you to buy it on Blu-ray, you know, and you go back to some of your old stuff, you had it on VHS, maybe even Laserdisc, and it bothers me buying things multiple times.
Yeah. Well, you need to pick a medium and stick with it.
Yeah.
If you're going to go digital.
Right.
Don't dabble in both, then you'll lose a lot of money.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if they were to say, hey, and with DC, they've done this a couple times where they said, hey, you can buy our regular thing, and for 99 cents more, you get the digital copy.
Mm-hmm. They've only done that with Justice League.
Okay.
So far.
Well, see, I can
They just announced
that
it's going to be with Justice League, Batman, and a couple of their main titles now. You can get digital combos.
Right.
That makes a lot more sense, though, because if you're not available to get over to the shop or something, but something comes out that you really want, and you can get a code and download it, or if you're traveling or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's the big thing to me. It's hard for me to me, when I read a comic, I sit down, you know, take out the comic and, you know, set it on a desk and I read it that way, because I don't like to get too much finger, you know, I don't know. I'm real meticulous about it.
Yeah.
And the idea of being able to have my bag and board and be done and take my physical or my digital copy and there you go, throw it in online and not have to deal with, you know, that. And I still have my collector for later to go back and read it if I want to hand it to somebody or whatever. Right. I don't know. I just like the idea of having that extra copy for nothing or for little.
Well, what I've done is if there's been a copy, I've gone strictly digital. I haven't done any since DC launched their new 52. I've done all them digital. I'm doing all Marvel digital. And if there's something that I want the hard copy of, then I'll buy it. Like if I want to take it and be like, I meet the artist or meet the writer and get it signed, then that's why I'll buy the hard copy.
Gotcha.
And I think that if they can do somehow, I mean, the problem is if they start giving you a digital code just for free, then digital is not going to do anything. Like when Amazing Avenging Spider-Man comes out,
right,
and you're just paying cover price with a free digital download, that defeats the purpose of digital comics.
But does that defeat the, in the same thing with a movie, does it defeat the idea of giving you a digital copy of the movie?
Well,
how many people are going to go back and pull out a comic, you know, out of their box to go read it again?
Yeah, well, you're paying more. That's the thing. You're not just getting digital. Like, you can buy just the Blu-ray, or you can buy the for more, you'll pay for the digital copy.
Are they doing the digital combo pack is not included? Like, I know it's like Family Guy back in the day, it was included. Okay, so they're charging more for that.
I mean, some stuff give it for free. I mean, some stuff is just like, this is what's going to be, and you get the digital copy. But like Captain America, you have DVD, you have Blu-ray, then you have Blu-ray digital combo, then you have the Blu-ray digital 3D combos. Like, and they all cost more. You don't really, for their main stuff. So like, with the digital combo pack, you're paying 99 cents extra for Justice League just to get the issue and digital, which I think is the fair price.
Yeah.
Like, I if only way digital is going to live on is people pay for it. That's the thing.
Right.
And as long as they can do the 99 cents extra, I think I would pay that just to have both issues. Because if I'm going to buy digital and then go back and buy the issue, then I'm paying double.
And see, I won't do that.
Right. So I think if everything had, the problem is getting everything digital.
Right.
And getting it readable same day. That's the problem with doing digital combo packs, is Justice League has been worked on for so long, they have digital ready to come out with the digital combo.
Okay.
So like, then you know what I'm saying though. Like if I read Catwoman number one on digital, love it, and I paid the $3.99 for it, if I want the issue again, I gotta pay another $3.99 to get the issue.
Oh yeah. That's
why I think like if I will pay the 99 cents extra for a digital combo just to get the single issue.
How long will they keep printing the same issue? Like, if a year and a half from now you met one of the artists, is there any way to get, like, issue number one?
No. It depends.
Not from the publisher. You can get it on eBay or from somebody, like a comic book shop that has back issues, but if it was something really popular, like, for instance, Justice League, first printing, there's no way.
Well, first printing, there's no way, but it's on the fifth printing at this point.
Right.
There's been five different versions of it, and I think there's a limit to how many they'll reprint.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm all for digital combo packs. I think that's the best use of the money.
Right. And even if, like, for instance, with this Avenging Spider-Man, let's say the average comic is $2.99, which it is. $3.99 is often when they add extra pages. They do that often. Rarely do you see a $4.99 comic, but it happens. But if they were to make their comics all $3.99 and include that just right off the bat, they're making the money that they would with the digital combo pack.
Right.
And I don't wince at spending $3.99 on a comic. Now,
no, I don't either.
A $5.99 comic or a $4.99 comic, okay, I start to wince there.
That's my second, yeah.
A $5.99 comic, yeah, I would not do that. I mean, if it's something that was in my list, I might. But the point is like, if they're doing this and just giving it away with, I mean, I think that's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
And the idea that with this, and they've had such an outpouring of support for Avenging Spider-Man, firstly because it is Spider-Man.
Well,
second,
Joe Ladd.
Right, okay. But second, because of this digital copy initiative, I mean, I think that this might be the future of comics, is where they'll be including these digital combos like right off the gate, which I'm really excited for, because the convenience factor of knowing that, okay, I'm not at my house and I'd love to have my comic, I'm writing with somebody, and I have a few minutes to be able to read a comic. Pulling out a comic in a car, probably not going to happen because I'm not going to bring my stuff with me. But knowing it's on my iPad, I mean, I'm really looking forward to that. So
it's interesting. It's an interesting time for comics, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Absolutely.
Avenging is going to be great, by the way, so pick it up.
Yes. It's already in my box. Yeah. Well, it's not in my box yet, but you guys have it on my list. You better. Because I called you months ago with it. I mean, unless you're going to treat me like you do Cody, where he's been asking for a comic for a while and not have it there.
Okay. Hold on. We got some questions in the chat room before we move on after out of comics. Well, when you started talking about...
Can you pirate... Is one of the guys
wait.
Okay,
when
go
you
ahead,
started about...
okay.
When you started talking about... different forms of media.
Right.
Someone asked, why did Minidisc never take off? Because they sucked.
Hey, and I have too many disc players.
Do you still use them?
No.
Those things are ridiculous.
Before the iPod, it was amazing.
We had a mutual friend that almost got me into them.
Oh, yeah. I ended up buying two because of him.
Yeah.
So, but
I almost got into them. I don't know why they didn't take off. Probably because they're expensive.
It was expensive for the media. Yeah. They're about $9 a disc. And, you know, I mean, you couldn't go out to the store. You could go out to the store and buy certain titles that were mini disc, but you like as a CD, you know, but not really. So yes, Frank the Tank. So
yes. And yes, no, you can definitely pirate digital copies.
Oh yeah, and the other question: can you pirate digital comics? Yes, you can.
Pirating comics. Period has lasted a long time before even digital comics came out.
Absolutely, and I was reading an article just this week about a group of it was basically an interview with one of the pirate comics, and they take a lot of pride in their stuff. I mean, the way they go out and buy stuff that they don't even read because they want their group to come out with a full catalog for the weekly stuff. So I mean, it's a sweatshop of
it's interesting
a group of people that like people buy and scan, and then they pass those files off to editors and they white balance and clean up and take out all. I mean, it's the amount of work that they put into it, it's almost not, I mean, it is pirating, but it's almost not pirating. But I don't know. I owning the actual digital comic, I mean, the actual physical comic, I don't look at it as pirating either, though. So I don't know. It's interesting, the whole thing. Let's move on. Been on that for a while.
Yeah.
A little basic thing. Google Maps. Have you ever looked at Google Maps Street View? Zoom in and you're like, oh yeah,
that's great.
Make a right. You tuned out. Turn on Google and you're like, hey, I'm back,
dude.
No, no.
When I saw the car, drive by and I was like, oh, I hope I bought Google Street View.
Yeah.
I saw the car. I was like, what?
So they're not only doing the streets now; they're actually going into businesses.
Whoa!
And they're going to take an image of like the inside of a business and blur out people's faces and.
That's
and
awesome.
That kind of stuff. So,
how can
like,
I get them to come to Epic?
I don't know.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be able to drive along the street and
there's
go right
Epic.
Into the thing.
And, oh, man.
And actually see the comic book shop. So it's definitely a neat time for Google, you know, doing that. They've rolled it out in certain businesses already and keep on going. I mean, that's how it was a Street View, you know. But now it's like almost every street has a Street View now.
Yeah, even dirt roads in Africa.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I've seen that. It's ridiculous. And then if you go on to like... the Tumblr blogs, or there's some other blogs that have like the stuff that Street View's seen, which is absolutely ridiculous. And then there's like some like horrid pictures that you never want to see. Like,
oh yeah,
you see in like world journalism books and like people dead on the side of the roads and all this crap
on
Google Maps, bro.
Yeah.
They've driven through like real poverty driven places and like. People just laying on the ground, like real, like bad stuff, man. It's nuts. Like they drove past like this, like really polluted place, and there's like dead horses just laying in like this puddle of something.
Gosh.
Like if I forget the blog, but there's a Tumblr blog where just people have found all these photos and they keep uploading to it. And man, I need to find that blog and promote it because it's great.
I've seen
nuts.
The other side of that where it's not Tumblr.
It's the funny crap.
Yeah, it's the funny stuff, like the streaker walking down the street and like. That's- It's like, oh, this is still here, and you click on it, and like, or like the military base out in Arizona that has all the old planes that are no longer in service and stuff. So, I mean, there's both sides of it. The Africa stuff, and that's pretty scary.
Yeah, and I've seen like there was the LARPing ones, like they've caught people LARPing
exactly.
in a field. It's really funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
While you're on the car stuff, I have a piece of news for that. Have you guys seen the new? It's called. Let me see, the Toyota Touch Life.
No.
Have you seen that? It's a new thing coming out in Toyotas in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 7-inch touchscreen that integrates with your iPhones. So you plug it in via USB, and it actually syncs certain apps to this 7-inch touchscreen.
Nice. So it's iOS, or it's like a iOS kind of thing, or?
It doesn't say it's iOS specifically, but it said right now the only things that it's integrated with are iPhones and iPods.
Interesting.
But they're saying that it syncs like Garmin's, so you can do GPS kind of stuff through it, and it also syncs Twitter and Facebook and YouTube apps in your car
on
a 7-inch touchscreen. So that
like,
should be interesting.
What did Cody just tweet? Oh, I just got an accident.
Yeah, and they're putting them really in like 4 and 5 different models of Toyota cars.
Wow,
so that'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
We're getting questions on all our topics. Back to the Google Maps, we were asked if maybe they'll go inside the Playboy Mansion. I'm going to go with no.
Probably not.
Just because it's not a legitimate
business.
You can't just be like, what's the operating hours of
it's like,
the Playboy
it's like
Mansion?
Like, hey, let's go into my house.
What
you know,
time
it's
are
like,
they open
I mean,
on
not,
Sundays?
Not that I'm the Playboy Mansion, but you know, it's that's somebody's house. You can't go into somebody's house.
That's true. It is a house. I mean, I guess it's private property.
Yeah.
There's no walking in. And yes, there was an amazing video of a guy getting trucked by an antelope
on a bicycle
in Africa. Yeah, that was so good. All right.
So staying on the topic of cars, I have something else there. GM is releasing, or they're demonstrating the EN-V, or wait, it's the, yeah, the EN-V concept vehicle. It's basically a self-driving vehicle. And they're talking about BMW has something in the works as well, where it's a semi-autonomous test vehicle with automatic brakes, acceleration, passing slower vehicles, and basically you don't have to do anything. You don't touch the steering wheel or anything.
I don't trust
That's
it.
Insane.
I'm not doing it.
They're
also
so creepy.
They're talking about what they're trying to do is create a car that basically says, okay, well, this is to save fuel and all this stuff, you will basically go to a place and say, go to the closest parking spot, and the car will go park itself, even though it'll be like maybe a mile away. It'll do it, and then like you hit your button, and it's like kit comes back, picks you up, and you're ready to go.
Mm-mm. We'll never see this happen in our lifetime.
I think we will. I think it's closer than you think.
And then there are going to be hackers who hack into the car systems and crash into everything.
No, they
just steal your car.
Yeah.
But wow, yeah, I mean,
you owe me a Coke.
Exactly. Yeah. Here
one,
you go.
One, two, three, four, five.
Jinx, what?
You never counted when you did Jinx?
No, you just got Jinx and you owed me a Coke.
Or you couldn't talk. I was
the Jinx, you owe me a Coke, 1, 2, 3, until they said stop. That's how many Cokes they owe you.
Oh my gosh, that's messed up. 10, 20, 30.
Okay.
Sorry.
anyways.
Cars that park themselves.
Cars park
themselves,
and they can park it like a mile away.
Jetsons.
It's pretty crazy. But I mean, they're talking about like an HOV type lane where...
Right.
Where basically the cars can go in and like they can basically draft other cars.
Can we just get Sunrail?
In Florida? I mean, we don't really have any like...
We have no public transportation.
You can ride the bus, but that's sketchy.
Good luck
that really is like a Jetsons kind of thing. To think that cars can have some kind of total autopilot on them.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my hoverboard.
Yes.
I saw something about that. They actually released one using some sort of liquid nitrogen and...
Did you... I tweeted it.
Oh, you did?
Well, I tweeted the actual science behind it with the liquid nitrogen that they've... It was nuts, dude. Like, it's hard to say. It's hard to describe on the podcast. But they had a piece of metal something, and they had a round table. And whatever they had that, I don't know. But they could make it hover. The thing is, they could make it hover in one place and then adjust the plane, and it wouldn't... Like, they were able to... manipulate it so that instead of just laying flat, like if you're standing on a board,
right,
if you were to lean, like it could stay like that. Like it was insane, dude.
So you could do an ollie kind of with this, but you gotta hit your tail
right
with it,
but
so
it would stay whatever the science behind what it was over. It could stay on that track, so like they just pushed it and it would stay, and it would be the exact height that they put it at. It was nuts, dude.
That's pretty crazy.
Oh man, I need to find the video, but I loved it. It blew my mind.
Speaking of blowing your mind,
really. Let's do it.
Apple is rumored to be working on an HDTV with iOS, Siri, and FaceTime all built in.
I'm on the wait list.
Yes. That's.
I'm getting it. I'm so stoked.
It's got to be $1 million.
No.
It's so expensive.
No.
It's going to be $2,000 for like a 42-inch TV.
Yeah, but it'd be worth it.
That's one of the things that Jobs was saying right before he died that he wishes that he still had time to do, to stick around and do, was to create an easy-to-operate TV.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be expensive. I think it's going to be...
Well, with the displays they use right now for all of their products, I mean, look at a 32-inch cinema display.
Right, you're looking at $2,000.
For a 32, if I go out and I buy a 32-inch regular, you know, Dell monitor, it's only $600.
All I know is if this HD TV can act like my computer monitor as well, business expense.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, you paid $5,000 for a computer monitor?
As an artist, maybe.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why not? So,
for sure.
Yeah, pretty impressive. I mean, it'd be cool. I mean, having iOS apps there on the TV, I mean, it'd definitely be pretty cool.
I don't think he was talking... Yeah, we had the question, are TVs hard to operate? I don't think it's the question of TVs basically being hard to operate. I think it's the interactive TVs.
Oh, yeah. I just bought a new TV, and the thing is just amazing. I'm a little disappointed because it's not the operating system type thing won't do some of the things I want it to do. But, I mean... Well, you can't, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't include Hulu, and that was the big thing. Is we wanted Hulu, but whatever, it's no big deal. But yeah, I mean Netflix right on the TV, Amazon Video on Demand right on the TV. You don't have to have a box hooked up to it. So I mean, it replaces the Apple TV. It's all built into something. So,
right. Yeah.
And having the Apple TV, having that type of thing built into a TV would be pretty darn cool. And then you add the iOS apps on top of it.
Especially if it's the Retina display.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're having a hard time to make a Retina display in an iPod model, so I don't think that's going to happen. Anyways, moving on. The 4S causes a record number of BlackBerry trade-ins.
Well, I can vouch for that. That was Casey.
Yeah.
She moved away.
I mean, I guess coming out on all these different carriers, it's actually caused a huge trade-in of BlackBerry devices, so
it's
about time. It's about time.
I had someone ask
BlackBerry's
me.
Had its
someone,
day.
Someone I guess that listens normally to our podcast said, "Are you guys ever going to talk about Android phones?" And I'm like, "Here's the thing: we're not getting any. No one's sending us an Android to try out to talk about on the podcast.
If you'd like to, go ahead and send it to me.
Yeah, send us your Android. Second of all, we had Cody was an Android user who has now switched to iPhone, so we're all iPhone users.
Here's the Android review.
Oh, God.
I had an Android and replaced it 5 times in the year that I had it.
Wow. Mm.
There's my Android review. Then I switched to iPhone, and it works flawlessly.
Yeah, I mean, we are biased on the iPhones. I don't know if we'll ever be able to be unbiased. Or to have if there ever is an Android phone, I don't know how we're going to get one in person.
Yeah, I mean, Android operating system. It works fine.
We're not a tech
show. It's just not as fluid, so,
this is an Engadget, so
right.
We're not getting stuff shipped to us to review. So, I mean, I have nothing good to say about Android, but I've never used one.
Yeah.
Besides store model.
Yeah, it's
so I apologize to Android users. We're just not going to talk about them. We're iPhone users.
Moving on. We knew the Sprint was purchasing a large number of iPhones, and turns out they're paying $200 more for those devices than any other device they're on their network.
How are they making money off them?
Because, I mean, they're subsidizing the cost. So, like, let's say they buy one of these Android devices and they're only paying $50 for it, they're paying $250 for the iPhone. Let's say the Nexus S, pay $100 for it. Okay, so maybe they're paying $300 to Apple. They're subsidizing the cost, you know, over the course of 2 years because they're putting in a 2-year contract, and they're making their money. So they're paying $200 more than any other device on their network right now.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Hope they're getting enough people to support it.
Personally, the Sprint net. I've been doing some testing with some local people here in the Orlando market, and then I've heard also this is nationwide. The Sprint 3G data network sucks.
Really?
Yeah, like we were doing tests. I'm getting like 3 meg, 5 meg downloads on my iPhone on AT&T, and my buddy was using his Sprint iPhone 4S. He was getting like 200. I mean, I was doing numbers. 3,000 is what I was getting to 5,000 because I'm doing kilobits. He was getting like 200 kilobits per second.
That's not good. Wow.
Yeah, and like so the numbers have been really low. My buddy was trying it on his Nexus S, and he got up to 500 kilobits per second.
What?
But, I mean, that's we're talking 5,000.
And you were about to jump ship too.
Oh yeah, well
you were really close.
Yeah, well because well, I was hoping they had the LTE on it, but they don't have the LTE.
Right.
So their 3G network sucks on speed. But
I mean, 4G is great if it was a 4G.
Oh yeah, if it was a 4G, they would have no problem. But because it's a 3G system, it's just it's really slow. So if you're a Sprint user, let us know how your 3G has been on the iPhone 4S.
If you want, if you're an Android listener, you can write in. We'll read your review.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Just write us.
While we're talking about that,
oh geez,
do you guys are you both going to read the Steve Jobs biography?
Yes.
I don't read.
Yeah. Are you going to listen to it? Listen are you interested it. In it at all?
I might, yeah.
I'm just about finished with Ender's Game, but I want to put it on pause because I want to read. We should read this as our book.
This book is insanely long. It's insanely long.
I'm almost
I saw
done
it today.
With it. I'm almost done with it.
Okay, let's finish Ender's Game. Okay, we're really close. We got to be really close. Are you
yeah,
really close?
We're really close.
He hasn't even started it.
I started.
I've given you
one chapter
I've,
in.
I've
chapter
given in. You audio versions of the thing, and you're not even close.
I haven't figured. I haven't found
has,
it yet.
He
I
has the book.
Where it's at.
He has the audio, and I can give him the graphic novels. He has very. He's a.
Oh, you bought the graphic novels?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're good, man.
Are
the,
they really?
The art's great. Marvel did a good job with them.
I actually might want to look at this.
So, anyways, I have a Steve Jobs random thing that I thought was interesting from his book. I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were actually talking about this, and I just thought it was really kind of crazy. They were talking about why he never puts on-off switches on any of his devices. Like, it's one power button and then sleep.
Right.
And he was saying that as he got pancreatic cancer, like, he's never believed in an afterlife, but he's always hoped that there was an afterlife. And he said he feels like he doesn't want all the knowledge that's happened in his life to just, like an on-off switch, just disappear overnight. So he has a hope that he goes to sleep and his knowledge somehow remains.
Hmm.
It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Kind of deep.
It really is.
I mean, you think that his legacy, though, is left on with so many things. I
yeah.
mean, so maybe
but
that's,
to think that
that's his
so,
knowledge being
there's
left
so
behind.
Much thought put behind that one feature
right.
on Apple devices, like that's a crazy deep thinker to do something like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
Absolutely.
Anyways, moving on.
Yeah.
I'm getting answers about your Captain America question, by the
way. Okay.
But we can keep going. It's slowly coming in. I'm asking the walking encyclopedia on Marvel Comics.
Oh, okay.
He first was confused because there was never actually a clone. But
maybe he wasn't a clone.
We're talking okay. through it. I'll have her answer in about 30
okay.
seconds.
So Netflix.
Oh, wait. Does Boost Mobile run on the Sprint
yes.
network?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Chat room.
Okay.
G-Unit.
Netflix, we know that they've just completely shot themselves in the foot. They've lost 800,000 subscribers.
Oh, jeez. That's nuts. In like
yeah.
one quarter, right?
In yeah, since basically this new, since they raised their prices.
That's
and
such
a came
big
out with
deal.
800,000 subscribers.
They had such a good thing, too.
Oh, yeah. It makes them probably wish they didn't raise the prices or come out with anything else.
Quickster.
Yeah, Quickster. This is not the article that has the other information.
Yeah, but it's crazy to drop that many subscribers. I don't think I've heard of anything losing that many
oh, yeah.
turning the back on it.
800,000 subscribers. They're going to expand into Great Britain, Ireland, and a few other countries, though, trying to make it back up. But Reed Hastings has lost $300 million in the entire thing.
Is this the owner?
This is the owner of,
okay.
of yeah, he's lost $300 million. In 15 weeks, shares of Netflix have sunk 74%.
That's got to be one of the worst business moves of the decade.
Oh, it's
that's horrible.
Shot themselves in the foot
million.
So many times. Yeah. He wiping out nearly $12 billion in market value for the company. And his stake in the company shrunk from almost $400 million down to $87 million. So he's not hurting.
Gosh.
But
still,
that's huge. So, yeah.
And it's not going to get any better until they do something different.
Exactly. Until they lower prices.
Right. Until they lower prices or get contracts with someone to get better movies.
Right. So it's pretty crazy how much they've lost because of this whole bad marketing, bad PR.
I was in the hotel room the other night and we were looking at renting a movie,
mm-hmm.
and they had those movies that weren't yet in the or were still in the theaters for like
oh wait no different
they were like Hangover 2 was there.
Right, right, right.
But it was $17 to rent it for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I was thinking it'll probably take something like that for Netflix, like something that drastic, getting some kind of contract. Like they can charge the money they're charging now.
Right.
But they're going to have to do something to where they have a leg up on the competition. You know, if they can get movies before other people get them or something like that, then you can justify those kind of prices. But
yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's I don't know. I mean, I think if they would have kept everything the same and just said, hey, we're raising the prices by X amount of dollars.
Right.
I don't think they would have had nearly the backlash that they had. You know, yep. All the way across the board, we're raising everything by a dollar. I don't think they would have had a backlash. But right. Because they said we're splitting it into two product and then we're raising
and we're
your prices
doubling
on both,
your price.
Exactly. I think that was the big issue there.
Yeah.
So the internet is responsible for 2% of all global energy use.
That's it?
Wow.
2%.
That's a lot.
Okay, sorry.
think about it. Like, the internet is using up 2% of all electricity
global.
Used in the world.
Well, the internet isn't...
The servers, the network hardware,
okay.
All that stuff is using up 2% of...
So global warming is the fault of the internet.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't believe in global warming. So
the
I don't believe in global warming
to,
either.
To get on the internet.
Yeah, all the like for instance, your Epic Comics Orlando.
Because technically, the internet isn't something.
Well, the internet is the infrastructure of all the computers linked together.
Right.
That creates the internet.
Right. The internet
that there
technically doesn't generate
that there are internets causing all the problems.
You know. It's like the computers do.
The hosting of the internet
there you go.
Takes up 2% of the energy used.
Because you can't just like turn off the internet.
No.
You could.
No, it's, well, not
no.
really. How are you going to do that? I mean, because it's distributed.
By frying all the servers.
That's like saying, you know, hey, I released a picture of my bottom on the internet, and now I can never get that back because it's gone viral. You know, I mean, like, it's just, you can't get
it's
things
impossible.
Back.
I'm confused.
Well, once something goes out on the internet, like, okay, let's say someone releases... The Dark Knight trailer on the internet.
Done.
Or the
right.
Dark Knight movie
Everybody
on the internet.
It.
The new one that's coming out.
Okay.
Rises.
Darkness. Yeah, Darkness Rises.
Dark Knight.
Whatever. I'm all over the place. But once it's gone out there and one person has downloaded it, you can't stop that. I mean, yeah, you can go out. Okay. Once one person's downloaded it, they're going to split it and it's going to be two and then it's going to be
yep.
four and then it's going to be eight. And before
but
you know it,
what happens if
no
you
way
shut,
to
down,
stop it.
Shut down all the servers?
You can't.
How are you going to shut down all the servers?
I mean, I guess you could.
I have a server here in this office. I have a server.
Blackouts.
I guess if they want to black out the world.
A world blackout. Oh, Hitler geez. Over here.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I know you.
Just because I like to see
the thing
get
is,
all fumed
it's possible.
Up.
It's possible, but it's impossible. And that's the thing.
Right.
Like you could burn the world down.
Pick the world up and drop
well,
it.
Well, you could do some serious work. I mean, by taking out some of the major hub centers.
Yeah.
Some of the right. major traffic.
It's late.
Things. You could take down a lot of the internet. Like, there was an issue where one of the major network pipes that come into Florida got severed. Like, actually, one of the fiber lines actually got physically severed. And, like, Florida couldn't get to half the internet for, I don't know, it was a few days.
All of Florida?
Yeah. We could get some,
See, so it's
to
possible.
Some of the internet. You could, yeah, but it'd be difficult. Because Florida yeah. could get to the Florida internet, but we couldn't get out of Florida.
I wonder if that could be a big terrorist strike.
Take out the internet?
Yeah. To
no,
take out,
it's too
take out the internet to the U.S.
I don't know how they'd do it.
I don't either.
The U.S. hosts most of the internet,
sick.
So I mean, some of your illegal stuff would not be available because it's hosted overseas. But
yeah,
the majority of the internet that we use is hosted in Florida, or not in Florida, in the United
in the
States.
U.S.
Yeah. So
a huge EMP.
2%.
I think an EMP yeah. would actually be enough electromagnetic pulse to kill people if it did
yeah.
take out.
Yeah.
It would it'd be like a giant microwave to people around it.
Our brains would just fry.
Yeah. Okay.
So you what? Got you guys. Wait. What do you want to say?
No, I'm just. You have a big list, and there's a couple things I like on it.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay, good. Go.
We got time, right? What time do
yeah,
we start?
Got plenty
20?
Of time.
I need some water. Time. Where's the intern?
I really have to go to the bathroom.
We need an intern.
Oh my god.
So anyway,
let's pause. I'm serious.
Pause,
I need some water.
Pause for a musical break.
Just go. Just go.
I'm gonna play a Jay-Z song.
No, go. Get out.
Okay.
Here.
No, so you guys have heard about the big brouhaha about the airports and the body metric system or the biometric systems where you
people are all up in arms about getting seen naked.
Exactly. Well,
I've done it. It's cool.
There is a company or there's a company out there called Biometrics, and I believe that's the name of the company. They're actually creating one that you could go into in like a department store, and basically it'll scan how your size goes all the way around. He does a 3D model of you and tells you what clothes will fit best.
Whoa.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's not necessarily the whole like X-ray thing, but it's a biometric system where a biometric system.
So like it would pick out clothes based on the shape of your body.
Exactly.
And tell you
which
section they
were in.
Show you
what they would look like and all that stuff.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
3D modeling of
3D
clothes.
We have someone quoting Coda's favorite singer in the chat room.
My hands up.
Oh my God. All right.
So
what are we going to?
We're going to this one next. We're just going down the list here.
Oh, I didn't see this one on the list. Oh, wait, I have an answer.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. You were talking about... Okay, explain who you wanted to know. What were you asking?
He looks just like Steve Rogers.
Correct. Okay.
And he's evil, but he thinks he's better than Steve Rogers.
Okay, he wasn't cloned.
Okay.
But he did find the super soldier serum.
Okay.
And he was in the fan club for... His name is William Burnside.
Okay.
And he got the serum when Steve died.
Mm-hmm.
He got like a special serum or something. And then he used a serum and then did plastic surgery.
To
look just like Steve.
Okay.
So that's what you're thinking of. And then he went nuts and died. And then during the death of Captain America, Red Skull brought him back.
Okay.
And then programmed to think he was Steve Rogers.
There you go.
So that's what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay. William Burnside.
Okay.
And he went by Steve Rogers and called himself Captain America.
Correct.
There you go. William Burnside.
So Steven Spielberg. Ooh.
I was going to say.
You need a de-esser?
De-esser here. He has talked about... Jurassic Park 4.
Yeah.
And he says the screenplay is being written now by Mark Protosevich. I believe that's right. No, I don't know. And he's hoping it'll come out in the next couple years. It's a good story.
I kind of don't want them, I hope they don't call it 4.
And
let's just start over.
We have a better story for 4 than we had for 3.
I didn't think 3 was terrible. I thought 2 was terrible.
I don't remember any of them specifically, but I remember them all being good.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think they were terrible. I enjoyed the 3 of them. I loved the first one. The first one really messed me up as a kid. It like freaked me out. I was in 5th grade, I think.
Yeah.
And I begged my parents to take me to see it. So my dad finally took me to see it. And I think I had to go to the bathroom like 4 times. I almost peed my pants. That movie freaked me out as a kid.
It was great. It was really realistic when you were young.
It just came out on Blu-ray. And
really?
I really would like to get it. They did the trilogy set on Blu-ray.
All 3 of them.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the thing is, I just watched it on TV a little while ago, and it just stands up still because it's not really, it's graphics, but a lot of it's actual puppets, and
yeah,
it just looks so good still. That's the thing, and it's such a good story. Oh, man.
I always remember the scene of the guy in the porta-potty.
Oh, yeah.
With the T-Rex ripping mm-hmm. the porta-potty off.
Oh, so good.
Great movies.
That's one thing I'm kind of disappointed about with Islands of Adventure is the ride for Jurassic Park, because it really needed to be like the Jeep on the track going through the dinosaur cages. I mean, they should have done Jurassic Park.
Yeah, they could have done it up. It could have been really good.
Oh, man, for sure. And we were just given the keep talking thing from our news guy who just walked out of the room. So what else about Jurassic Park? Two had what's his name from it, right? Do you remember much from 2?
No, I don't remember.
Which one had Jeff Goldblum again?
I
think Jeff Goldblum wasn't in all 3. He was in the first and the 3rd.
I thought he was in all 3.
Was he? Was Goldblum in all 3 Jurassic Parks?
My mic's off.
I muted you because you're making all kinds of noise on your way out.
Sorry, I had to go to the bathroom so bad.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You had me stall.
Two of these.
I don't remember how many Goldblum was in. Is this Jurassic 4 rumor have any of the returning characters cast?
It does not say.
As long as John Williams does a score, I'm good.
Well, it says. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it'd be kind of weird if it wasn't the same cast. At least some of them.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up right now.
Maybe
it's
been a long time, though.
Maybe the kids grew up.
Ooh.
That could be an interesting plot line.
Right? Thank you. I should write this, shiznit.
The kids grew up and now they have kids?
No, that they're the grown-ups in the park. Oh.
Let's see here.
I love when that stupid kid got electrocuted by the fence.
Yes. No.
Just jump, idiot.
Jeff Goldblum was not in...
He was in three.
The third.
He was in the second one?
It must have been the second one.
He was in two of them. I know that for a fact. And if I'm wrong...
He was in that movie, The Switch, that I just watched the other night with Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird seeing him in another movie.
He's awesome. He was in Friends. Yep, that's it. John Williams did it better.
What? Okay, I gotta put I and not two.
Oh man, can we just blah blah blah? They have a TV series called Terra Nova. We're not talking about Terra Nova. Oh my gosh. Here's the funny thing. When I watched the first episode of Terra Nova, it's like the Earth is dying, whatever, that bull crap. And then they have to go back 85 million years. Like, if they're going to go back in time, why don't they just go back in time just enough to fix the problem with the Earth? Why do they have to go back to prehistoric age?
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum was in too. All right.
I stopped watching it. I didn't even finish the first episode because it was so stupid.
I didn't watch Terra Nova either.
So dumb.
So he said they've asked Steven Spielberg as well. They said, "What about Indiana Jones 5?" And he says, "You're gonna have to ask George Lucas."
Did he say that?
Yeah, he says George Lucas is in charge of breaking the stories.
Oh,
he's done
man.
It on all four movies, whether I like the stories or not. George has broken all the stories. He's working on Indy 5. He is working on Indy 5. We haven't gone to screenplay yet, but he's working on the story. I'll leave it up to George to come up with a good story. And he also addressed the criticism on Crystal Skull. And he says, I sympathize with people who didn't like MacGuffin because I never liked the MacGuffin. Yeah. So, basically, geek is on. MacGuffin. That's, George and I had big arguments about the MacGuffin. I didn't want these things to be either aliens or interdimensional. I guess that's the alien characters.
Oh.
So, yeah. That's a spoiler alert, by the way. So, anyways.
The movie just, it had its moments. It shouldn't have been Shia LaBeouf, but whatever.
Yeah.
No comment. Tarzan.
Anyways. So while we're on movies, Warner Brothers is doing just like Disney has done for years.
It's interesting.
And they're pulling Harry Potter DVDs off the shelves.
Yeah. Going into the vault.
Yeah, they're saying,
no way.
If you don't buy it by a certain amount of time,
December.
We're pulling it off the shelves, and maybe later on we'll do a re-release. But
so I'm going to have to burn those DVDs someone else.
Well, they have their big Blu-ray set coming out in November, so it's going to be a big push to buy it. November 11th.
November 11th, release of the Harry Potter and the Death of Hallows Part 2 and the Harry Potter, the complete 8-film collection.
Correct.
And then on December 29th, that's the day you have till. They will be taken out of circulation, so you'll have to go to either...
Well, not. I don't think they're going to pull the Blu-rays, because they've only been out for a month.
Okay, that would make sense, yeah.
I think the
DVDs.
Single DVDs that have been out for years now. I mean,
right.
The first movie came out in how many years ago?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know.
At least 10 years ago.
Double would know. Double, when would the first Harry Potter come out?
He won't know.
He should know.
He's going to Google it.
Well, that's fine. Whatever.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha. Siri.
Staying on the movie? Oh, yeah. Siri? What the? So, staying on the movies? Man, my S's are so...
You're killing my ears, bro.
...sharp today.
You're so excited.
So excited. Yeah, that makes them better.
Don't taser, bro.
The Dark Knight Rises,
right.
The first 6 minutes of this movie, is going to be available in December for us.
Yes. I'll be there.
Be good.
I will be there.
It is going to be...
Tell us where we can see the first 6 minutes of this movie.
That's a good question.
Before Ghost Protocol.
Yes, before Ghost Protocol, Mission Impossible.
Four.
Which is also going to be a great movie.
Yes, I know.
It is going to have a six-minute... it's like a trailer, but it's really the beginning 6 minutes. The first 6 minutes
of the movie. Exactly what they did with The Dark Knight. We have a burper. With The Dark Knight, they showed the first 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Or did
I don't remember that.
They showed 6 minutes. I don't know if it was the first six minutes.
Six Minutes of Heaven.
No, they showed seven, they showed the bank robbing scene. That's what it was. So the first 6 minutes.
Gotcha.
Of him, you know.
So if you're as excited as we are about The Dark Knight Rises,
oh man,
make sure to go see.
Let's
Mission
go see
Impossible
it together.
Ghost Protocol.
You want to see Ghost Protocol together?
Yeah,
we'll make that our
together.
First podcast.
I'm down. We'll record it while we're in there.
We gotta
do a podcast so we get arrested.
We'll do like a live Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty exciting to know that they're coming out with first 6 minutes. You'll be able to catch that.
Ghost Protocol is going to be awesome.
Hopefully they come out with an ARG that's as good as it was.
Oh,
for
they're
years.
Not going to. That's the thing. It's not going to happen.
So
no one's going to do an ARG.
They might.
Nope. Nope.
Why?
Nope. I'm not going to say it.
They have already said they're not going to do it.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately.
Well, the company that did it's not going to do it.
Yeah,
for 42. Sure, if they do one.
42.
432.
What?
442.
No, it's
432.
42 Entertainment.
42 Entertainment.
I think that's right. 42 Entertainment.
What am I thinking of? Oh, 343 Studios?
Yeah, you're thinking of that. So, they have said they're working on other stuff. So, they're the ones...
They could be lying. Because The Dark Knight Rises, they'll put the other stuff to the side.
Yeah, I mean, they did things like the I Love Beast for Halo, and they did...
That was like 10 years ago.
Amazing. Well, yeah, it was like 10 years ago, but that was like one of the first...
I think, is I Love Beast still up?
Yeah, some of their stuff is still up.
Ah, that's nuts.
Yeah. But yeah, they did the Why So Serious, which was an amazing ARG. Things like
the best ARG to ever exist.
I personally think so as well. I mean, there were times they sent people to a location. You had to figure out the stuff online, and then they sent them to a location. And then basically, once they got there, they were told to ask for Robin. And once they got there, they received a cake. Mm. The place was a bakery. Did you hear about this already?
I've heard some of it, but I don't know the specific story.
So they were sent to a bakery is where the location actually was, right? Where the coordinates ended up.
Right.
And then they were told to ask for Robin. They asked for Robin. They received a cake, and it says, "Call me Robin" on it. So they pick up the phone. They call the phone number, and then all of a sudden the cake starts ringing. Inside the cake was baked a cell phone.
I would flip out.
Oh, so they had to reach inside the cake, pull out the cell phone, and then like all of a sudden because they blow up. They answered it. Well, they answered the phone, you know, obviously or whatever. And because once the phone was activated, they received a call shortly thereafter by the Joker. And the Joker gave us further instructions for them to come back and bring them to us who were trying to figure out clues online to find the next. It was so amazing. That was the best. I get so excited about that ARG. It was
It was good, man.
So good.
So good.
I started doing this one right now. I'm involved in it, and it was the
survival
code.
I fell out of it.
And actually, it was
Yeah, that's right.
What did it start with though? It was like
It was a blue fly.
No, it was testsubjectsneeded.com.
Test subjects, yeah.
And
that's when I got
it. Started
into
out pretty good, and you know, I actually was in the hunt. I got on the ground and got in the car and started heading out looking for this clue. Didn't know what we were looking for, and I said, "Well, I'm going to try to start out downtown Orlando. I work over here in Maitland. This means nothing to you guys who are out of state, but
or in South Africa.
But I drove about 20 minutes away from my office and found out it was only like 3 minutes away from my office.
Yeah.
When I finally backtracked to get where I was going to be, and I was only 10 minutes late to find. And basically, they received a clue, which led them to an art museum, and it was a key and a clue, and it led them to an art museum. And then they opened up this big trunk, and inside the trunk was this ice fly thing, and it was like the statue inside glass, and then it had a plug on it. They plugged it in and just glowed. It was pretty cool. And then about 7 o'clock that night, it started flashing, and the flashing was Morse code, which led us to another website.
Oh wow!
It was amazing.
That's right.
But then now it's gotten real slow. Like they keep releasing. It's like turned into a game, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not as good as it was at the beginning. It's really slowed down, and that's 42 Entertainment as well.
It slowed down.
Okay.
It just like got to the point where I was like, what is this about?
Yeah.
And it was about time that someone found out, and it hasn't found it yet.
It's about gum at this point.
Yeah,
it's put on by Five Gum. This one.
Yeah, the Five Gum.
Wow. And then at the end, you find a lifetime supply of Five Gum.
I don't know. I've received in the mail. I received a pack of gum and like my badge. I have an ID badge that came with some of the stuff we were doing. And
nice.
At Bonnaroo, the music festival, they did this thing where they basically launched all these little helicopters with flashing LEDs. And the video of it's really cool. It's on YouTube.
It's amazing.
And like, so falling from the sky is all these twinkling lights just like over the crowd. Pretty cool. And so I received one of those helicopters in the mail as well.
I got one.
Nice.
But pretty cool.
That is cool.
Moving on.
How much time we got left?
We got about...
Like 4 minutes? 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 or 6 minutes. Okay. Like that. We got plenty of time.
Let's get to your bottom one.
I'm gonna. We'll get there.
Okay, you got something else.
Yeah. There's a show out of the UK called IT Crowd.
Mm.
I've really enjoyed it. It is on Netflix, by the way. But the writer has decided, or they were gonna. There was renewed by the studio, BBC, I think, 5 or whatever it is. And turns out the writer has decided he's not going to do it. He's over it.
Oh, that's
sad. And I'm really disappointed.
Someone else will write it.
No, I don't think so.
It's a good show.
What was it like? What is it?
It's a TV show about an IT department, and in charge of them gets put this lady who has no idea about computers or anything. And so it's just
funny.
The dynamic between them.
They tried to start it in America, like they did with The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a pilot.
Was it as horrible as Outsourced?
Outsourced wasn't that bad.
I didn't mind Outsourced. I actually liked it. I was disappointed it was canceled.
Well,
really?
It's not that good. But
I liked it.
It wasn't terrible.
No.
There's worse stuff on TV.
So, speaking of TV stuff, Matt Smith from Doctor Who is undecided whether he's going to return after this year.
What else is he going to do?
I don't know. He wants to move to the United States.
Of course
he
does.
To L.A. to become an actor over here.
Yeah, but he's... Unless, I mean, yeah, it is a... sorry, someone just wrote in our chat room that Outsourced was a mega racist show, and I think so too.
Slightly.
It was really racist.
It was very stereotyped. Yes, it was. But it was funny otherwise.
Okay, sorry. Back to the Doctor Who cares.
Yeah, he has said, I've got another year of Doctor Who, but then I'm certainly going to come and give it a shot, come out and hang out in L.A. So.
With all the other unemployed actors.
Yeah, and basically.
How long has he been doing that?
He's been doing it for 3 seasons, I believe.
Okay.
He's been commissioned for 14 more episodes. But, I mean, like I said, with Doctor Who, it's I said this in previous episodes, it's been designed in such a way where actors can come and go because the Doctor regenerates,
right?
And
so it's natural for new doctors to come on,
right? And you know, they had this story arc going and they kind of closed it this last season, so it leaves the ability to have this doctor regenerate and move on. But I mean, I like Matt Smith. He's a good character. I mean, he plays the character well. He's fun. But we'll see what happens here in the future. We'll see who he'll be reincarnated as if he decides to go on with it.
I just wish the show was, I mean, I'm trying. I try to like it.
How far did you finish the season?
No, I haven't. I have a couple in my box, I think.
Okay.
I think. There's 2 down there, but I think they're about to get deleted because of the, however long they can stay on there.
Oh.
I just stopped caring.
I enjoyed the season. It was good.
I mean, it was fine.
It was
good TV.
It was not one of the better seasons, but it was still really good. It was a lot more tied in and intertangled than seasons past.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
I mean, because seasons past, you could almost pick up in anywhere and watch a whole episode and, you know, villain comes in, villain's taken care of by the end of the show or whatever's going on, and you move on to the next episode. But this season, there was a lot of little things that led to...
I think I'm going to start the season over, I think, and just watch the beginning again.
Yeah, I think you should. I mean, it's 20 episodes or something. It's not that bad.
I forget when. I stopped on the break, and I hadn't come back yet.
Yeah, and see, a lot of studios do that, where they split up the show across the summer. Like, they turn it off for the summer, and that really ruins momentum, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
But
it did, because I lost thought of it, and then stuff started up, and I just didn't care anymore.
Right.
It was on the bottom of my list to get to on things to watch during that week. And that's why it's kind of caught the back burner.
Yeah. It's kind of, no, I guess Fringe came back. But I mean, I've had a hard time getting back
to Fringe. I miss watching Fringe. I fell out of that, and not on purpose. It was an accident, and I really loved that show.
How far did you get in that?
Not through the first. We finished the first season, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it gets better than that.
It was a good show.
But then right now, things are weird. Like, I'm not going to say anything because
it's
like a Lost thing. Where,
yeah, it's a great show. I want to start it back over and just, because I mean, I kind of remember it, but I've forgotten so much.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the dynamic of it, and it's just so good. Speaking of shows, starting Friday, Chuck's final season starts.
Yeah, I know. I need to finish last season so I can, I'm in the middle, I think I'm
just
like
to let you know that
in.
Might get you to watch it, finish it up. Mark Hamill's a villain and probably win the first few episodes.
Really?
I know. You got it's Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I may need to go home and watch that. Well, no, I keep getting linked into more shows. Like I was telling you before
show.
He's like, "Oh yeah, you gotta watch you like Neil Patrick Harris? Oh, you gotta watch How I Met Your Mother." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll try and watch one or two episodes," and I was hooked.
Yeah, of course.
And then you're like, "Oh, 30 Rock, best show on TV." And I'm like,
"I didn't say best show.
Now
it's not
watch,
best show.
Now I gotta watch 30 Rock 2. And then I was caught. One of my other friends said, "You gotta watch Community," and I started watching Community.
Community's good, man.
Yeah. So
now you gotta watch Castle. I'm getting you on Castle. Here's the thing. I would push Castle more than anything right now. Castle's so good. Like, there's never a bad Castle.
Yeah. Time's up.
Oh, man. Podcast is over.
It's already over.
See ya.
Well, hang on. Let me get through all this crap at the end.
What do you got? Do we have emails?
No emails this week. No, I was going to get through the ending crap for the show.
I don't have anything else. Your thing's done. Let's talk.
Here we go. Okay, so
for the person who uses this microphone during the week,
that's Eric.
I know you don't listen, but you got all kinds of mustache hairs.
That's gross.
And saliva.
That's Eric.
All over your mic.
Oh no, he has that already. So okay. Don't worry about it. He always has.
Well, now
to
we're
me.
Sharing.
You guys are kissing.
Yeah. Hey, well, at least I'm kissing a girl.
I'm getting secondhand smoke over here.
All right, so
This was a newsful week.
Yes, it was. It was a news week.
I like it.
It was a good week.
It was good.
Yep.
A lot of stuff we did better about. This week than last week.
You
last
think?
Week
good
was
job,
a lot
fellas.
Of rambling.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Nobody could listen to it until today.
On the way out here.
That's right. No one's listening to it.
That's true. On the way out here, Danny and I stopped and got some Starbucks.
And didn't offer me any.
And the guy who gave us our drinks was very nice. And
I think he thought we were a couple.
I think he was ready to get in the car and come with us wherever we were going.
What are you two gentlemen doing tonight?
He said gents.
Gents.
What are you two gents up to tonight?
We almost had a new guest tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Peter
Danny said,
Starbucks.
Not much. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Well, good. I hope you have a great night.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good time with that.
Wow.
He really wanted...
I did read that, that geeks are more accepting of homosexuality as their main characters than mainstream media.
Really?
Yeah, they said that. I mean, just because geeks
or Batwoman.
Well,
she came out.
Oh, did she as well?
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying real people, like you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Zachary Levy. basically,
not Zachary.
You know,
Sean Mayer.
Spock.
Sean Mayer
out.
Just came
right.
out.
Yeah, and then we have also Neil Patrick Harris. We have Gandalf. We have all these people.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah, so, I mean...
What was that just on? I just watched something. Sorry, no. We just got sidetracked.
No.
I was watching, I think it was 30 Rock, and I was like, that dude that played Gandalf must get so much boob. And I was like, All right, wrap it up. We got to wrap it up.
So basically they're saying that geeks are more accepting of homosexuals in media.
I'm accepting. I accept them.
But anyway, so thank you for listening. Go ahead and email us throughout the week. You can email us at theshow@thenerdiverse.com.
We are a 5-star show.
We are 5 stars. We have 6 reviews. Only 2 people have actually said something, though, but we appreciate both. So
I expect a review from G-Unit and Double.
Go on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star
review. Please.
You can follow us on Twitter at Nerdiverse Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Chon_Lee.
Like Simon.
You can follow you can follow Danny at
Rogue R0GUE.
And you can follow Cody at
Commander Kodo.
Kodo.
You can also call and leave your voicemails.
Oh, yeah, we didn't put the number out today.
If I remember to switch it back over, you can leave a voicemail. If not,
I don't
if you're ringing the studio.
Shut up, John.
The number's 407-900-NERD. And
we're out.
We appreciate you listening, and we are out of here.